Hey everybody, this is Jick. Welcome to the second episode of whatever the show is called. Something along the lines of the Jick Show, or the show where Jick answers your questions about Jick and other Jick-related topics. I didn't intend to actually complete this sentence. I didn't intend to play that entire song. I was going to kind of fade in when I got to the boring part there at the end, but having some trouble with the network hard drive here at the new office. Big news. New office. We Xenophobe's gotten out here, and we've been spending the last two or three days Xenophobe and Hot Stuff, and Zlania and I moving stuff over and getting stuff set up in this big new space, which is great. Let's see. iSpec says I need to boost my microphone a little bit. I'm going to see if I can accomplish that without actually changing any settings by moving it closer to my mouth or something. We'll see how that goes. The changing the mic volume on the broadcaster software doesn't actually seem to be doing anything to the levels. So anyway, this new office is pretty great. We don't have any furniture yet. We've all got our computers set up on these handsome plastic folding tables that are white and fantastic. But we have four times the whiteboard space of the old office. And you know, the old office in terms of its whiteboard space was fairly powerful. So it's gonna be a lot of fun writing a large number of things on the wall and never having to erase them. Let's see. For those of you who haven't been paying attention to the system messages in the chat, if you wanna send me a question or a comment, send it via chat private message to Radio Bugbear, our tireless servant. Let's see what we got for questions so far. The Narpas asks, if Scully is back from his drug fest, is he not arrested and not screwed up? He isn't any more or less screwed up than he was before he left. He is back. I talked to him yesterday. They didn't get arrested. Apparently it was a bigger deal than I thought it was. I thought it was just like a party with a few people out in the woods, but he said there were like 150 people there, and a lot of Renaissance Fair kids doing crazy fire-eating performances and stuff like that. And he's kind of in recovery, in rehab. But, he's back. I got back from my cousin's wedding. The Narpas follows up, and I suppose you're okay, too, since you didn't do anything particularly dangerous. While visiting my sort of slightly younger than me cousins does tend to be a little bit dangerous because we go into bars where people want to start fights with me because I have long hair and because I don't like the music that they're listening to. Although it seems though, since the last time I went there, like when I went for Thanksgiving, the jukebox in the bar was pretty much stuck in the late 80s, sort of butt rock era, and now they've migrated into the sort of mid to late 90s naughty hip hop. It's not anything good, no good music at all, but just the, hey, I know, let's write a dirty song with a lot of single entendres in it, and face down, ass up, that kind of thing. Yeah. It's interesting. They love that, but they hate the black people. Yeah, everybody, it's like, yes, this weird duality of man, you know? Spicy Ice says something that a lot of people have asked over a fairly long period of time. Hey, Jick, can we actually have a real auction system? And, yeah, we should at some point seriously think about putting in some kind of real auction system. It's just a little goofy because we have to think about things like, you know, what if somebody bids and then at the time when the auction ends they don't have the meat? Do we want to lock the meat into the auction system while the bid is in place and then refund it if somebody outbids you? It's there are just some logistic things that make it not as simple as some of the other stuff that's gone in. So, you know. Let's see. SPNIrology says, since you just got over 600,000 different accounts to the game, I'm wondering how many on average come in each day. At the time, a couple years ago, when the game first got mentioned on the Something Awful forums, and the real big influx of people began, it's pretty consistently been somewhere between like 1,000 and 1,200 new accounts a day, and pretty consistently 700 or 800 accounts get deleted from inactivity a day. So the growth is slow, steady, and there's a big churn, like the churns the Renaissance Festival people were probably using to make butter at Mr. Skullhead's drug party, and they used the butter to make brownies with marijuana in them. Muefigli. Is there any kind of loose timeline for Clan versus Clan being revamped? Is there time for me to write up a short addendum to my previous proposal since it was written before Ascension? Yeah, there's certainly time for you to modify any kind of proposals you've got out there written. I've pretty much decided that what I'm going to do for Clan versus Clan right now is, rather than taking this giant robot idea and working it into the existing Clan versus Clan, I'm thinking that there's just going to be like a giant robot combat league that's a little better developed and a little more well thought out. I guess more well and better are kind of the same thing. But that'll be separate from the existing Clan versus Clan, and maybe get rolled into it, or maybe stay separate. You know, Clan versus Clan will eventually get some love, but I'm excited about the idea of the robot stuff, and I think that's going to be fun, and I think it's going to be something that can get a lot of people in the clan involved. It's something that everybody will have to kind of work toward a common goal, and that goal will be intense giant robot domination of the field. You know, we need to figure out like sort of a compelling reason for clans to participate in the sort of warfare clan versus clan stuff. And I think the longer we spend thinking about that, the more good ideas we're going to have, and the more worthwhile it'll be once we actually roll it out. Link226 asks a pretty interesting question. We were actually just talking about this the other day. Do you ever wish you had given items individual IDs in the database so that they could be more customizable? It would be nice if that were the case, but games that do that, and I think that this is pretty universal and something that would have had to have been done with Kingdom of Loathing had I decided to do it that way. One of the very sort of important things about the game when I was first working on it was that it was easy and you got a lot of stuff. That it wasn't like you were scrabbling and for items or Jengaing for them, and that you know, just a lot of stuff drops, so your inventory's just got gigantic, and that doesn't really play well with the individualized items in the database. So, you know, if I were to make a game where items had individual personalities and you could do all kinds of interesting things with them, which I think would be a lot of fun, it would be it'd be a neat thing. I would have to also, you know, make that game such that items were a lot rarer. You know, had I gone ahead with the inventory limits, then it might have been plausible to actually differentiate the items individually like that. But since I didn't, really, there's just way too much stuff. So, you know, we work around it. We figure out ways to make the game fun and interesting without having that particular mechanic available to us. So, yeah, it's all right. Pudding Man asks, this should go on the FAQ. I understand why we can't take multiple items out of the clan stash at once, but why can't we put multiple items in at once? It would make things a lot easier. No, I know. I'm worried about making it easier for people who maliciously enter clans and donate a bunch of stuff to their stash before, flying by night and leaving the clan in the lurch, having to pay the storage fees on all the items. One of these days, I'll put that in there. I really, and I keep saying this, and I keep not actually spending any time working on it because it's kind of boring. I need to write some code that standardizes the interface for moving items from one place to another. And, you know, so that way, whenever somebody wants new functionality in Hank's, that functionality will also go into every place else that it's appropriate for it to go in, as opposed to there being just marginally different versions of the moving items around and sending items to people and trading items with people code in all kinds of different places. Armax sends an interesting suggestion here. The HOR is completely random, right? And I think he's talking about the weird leaderboards, and yes, they are selected completely at random. I think people would be much happier if it rotated by smart shuffle, keeping track so that nothing repeats until every board has been shown. That's
that's not a bad idea. I think I would be a little more apt to do something where it stored a list of, like, the last, say, week's worth of items that it had shown. You know, I don't think it's that big of a deal that one out of the six leaderboards be the same as one out of the six leaderboards from the day before, because the thing is, when something comes up as a leaderboard, that item often sees a lot of action, so the landscape sort of changes over time, and then, you know, why not have that come up again in a week? It's not like people just totally don't care because it came up that recently. But, yeah, I mean, it always seems to be such that, you know, even though, like, the adventures are selected randomly, you always end up seeing the same one a bunch of times when you go through there. And there's a, you know, true randomness doesn't seem very random. It's a lot easier to create kind of fake randomness that seems like a better distribution, but, you know. Yeah, this is, as all things, is under the control of the RNG. Oh, let's see. Drucifer says, is there any way you can improve the mushroom growing interface in Degrassi Knoll? Yes, there is. I can hire Xenophobe and then tell him to implement his improved mushroom growing interface in Degrassi Knoll. And that's probably something that will happen relatively soon. And relatively soon in asymmetric time. Which some people call jig time, but I can't take all the credit for it anymore. Actually, I can take all the credit for the time dilation. Everybody else wants to work a lot harder than I do and a lot faster. Uber Ninja sends a cool question. Can you make custom avatar forms cheaper? I can't afford them, and my mom says she won't let me donate to a, quote, worthless and stupid video game that has no future. Well, Uber Ninja, no, sorry, you just don't. What you need to do, kids, Uber Ninja and all other people whose parents don't want them to send me money without telling your parents. Every once in a while, this is kind of cool, I'll get, and I mean, partly I feel bad about this, but I'll get a donation in the postal mail, and they will say, please do not write me back in the mail because my parents don't know that I did this. And, you know, way to go. Way to stick it to the man. And by the man, I mean your mom. Mr. Salty says, "Dear Jake, I'm sorry. I'm gonna go back to Uber Ninja for just a second. I want to compile. I want to make like a promotional poster for Kingdom of Loathing, where we have like those quotes from critics, and I think this one would be a great one: the worthless and stupid video game that has no future. And the other one was from that." Common Sense Media interview where it said, of all the online games out there, this one is not the worst. That's, I think, probably the best thing that's ever been said about the game. Mr. Salty says, Dear Jack, there seems to still be the problem with familiar buffs adding or subtracting weight to other people's viewed familiars. And, yeah, there have been a lot of optimizations to the get player function, the function that pulls player data and then does all the calculations based on the player's equipment and based on the player's skill and based on the player's... effects, all those other things, and determine the final numbers that all of the important stuff, like fighting and adventuring and trying to do stuff that actually challenges your stats and things like that, to know what your character's status is. And that function gets called on other people when you look at the public profile. And since so much of it has been moved away from database calls and into being stored in the actual PHP session so that it can scale as we add more web servers and get consistently faster as we get consistently faster web servers. It's just screwed up a lot of things. And so today I decided to just take the plunge and get rid of the report of the weight of the familiar on showplayer.php, which is the profile viewing page, altogether. Which... you know, it sucks, but it's just every time I made any kind of change, it would screw that up, and then, I'm reading something at the same time as I'm trying to talk, which, as you know, if you've ever listened to me on the radio or to me with Mr. Skullhead on the radio before, it just doesn't work. Yeah, so it's, that's gone now. And sorry, but I just got tired of having to fix the same problems over and over again. Reality Child says, I'm curious, do multiple skills add to each other or multiply, or do the bigger gains cancel the smaller? For example, Ascension 1 meat drop skill plus 20%, Ascension 2 skill plus 10%. Would that equal drops of 120%, 130%, or 132%? It would be 130%. They all add up, and then they're all applied to the meat drop at the same time. Same with item drops. Navi says, will the radio be guaranteed to work by then? I guess there were some problems with the radio server earlier, and I don't seem to be having any still connected to the stream, having sent 11.11, actually no, 12.1, which is not the same as 11.11. The tens place and the ones place both added up to 11, though, in the number of megabits that I've sent, and that's pretty ridiculous. Let's see. Nate Pyrokai, you know what? I'm not going to read this out loud, because if I actually decide to do it, I don't want to spoil it. Mike Williams says, what are your top priorities right now, other than the database lag? Well, priority number one has been actually getting moved into this new office and getting set up where we can actually do some work over here. That's getting close to done. Yeah, it's been, with me being out of town and then this weird sort of transitional period, there hasn't been a lot of stuff done lately. But, you know, we're gonna get back on track before very long at all. And let's see, top priorities. We're working on the project that will hopefully mitigate the random number generator screwage in the daily dungeon that plagues so many a hardcore loather. That actually, as soon as we make a handful of decisions about it, that'll be kind of an interesting new mechanic that everyone can be excited about, not just the hardcore people who are getting screwed by the daily dungeon. What else are the big things? Looking at the clan versus clan stuff, the you know, like I was talking about, the giant robot thing. That's kind of neat. And then, you know, we're going to fix some bugs and make some interface improvements and same kind of thing. We try not to be very organized. There are some that call me Tim says, any chance of a donkey show adventure in the south of the border area? Actually, there was a donkey show adventure in the south of the border area, and it ended up getting removed, not because I was scared of referencing the Tijuana donkey show, but because it gave a reward that didn't make any sense, and I wanted to figure out a sort of a better reason for the adventure to be there mechanically. And yeah, and also I didn't want to try and draw a donkey. The Raging Bull almost got taken out, actually, too, because we couldn't figure out anything for it to drop, and it still doesn't drop anything. But, you know, we'll figure something out. We'll work on that now. Oh, wait, did I make it so the Raging Bull drops something? Oh, the Raging Bull drops jumping beans now. That makes no sense at all. And I think we just needed a place for jumping beans to drop. And that's why it drops there. Let me see what I'm getting here. Let's see. Everybody's saying that my vocals are still a little bit low. Everybody brace yourself, because I'm going to try and see what I can do about the mic volume here. I'm going to turn it down, then turn on the boost, and then turn the boost around, and then gradually turn it back up. So I'll watch the levels here, try not to blow you out of the water. This might be a good time to adjust your volume down. Boosted. The microphone is now boosted. Let me turn up the volume a little bit. All right, now when I talk loud, it goes up into the yellow and the red things on the bar. So I'm going to say that that's okay. And hopefully when I play a song, which I'm going to do in a couple minutes here, the levels will be similar. And, all right, I need to remember to leave the microphone on this low volume setting. I got a new headset in the hopes that the ear damage, and I don't mean like damage to my eardrums or my actual hearing implements, but like, ow, my ear hurts kind of damage that I get from wearing my old headset. Yeah, this wasn't a very good story. Crystalina says, any plans for the orphan drinks such as vodka and cranberry? I'm pretty sure that those, we've discussed where those sit in the overall scope of things, and that I'm pretty much okay with them being the way that they are now. I don't see any reason to change them around that much. JD the Great says, will Radio KOL ever become available to Windows Media Player? I have no idea. Something tells me that they probably are not exactly champing at the bit to make Shoutcast work, since they have their own streaming protocol that they're probably trying to take over the world with. But who knows? I don't know. There might. I don't
think there's any kind of plug-in for them or anything. All right, everybody's telling me that the mic levels are much better now. Sorry that took so long to fix. And I'm also sorry I keep clear throating. Cortez Prykel asks something which gets asked all the time. I was wondering why the limit of food isn't displayed like the booze limit is. I want to know if there's a way to change that. The reason that I don't display fullness is because that's not really funny, the way a drunkenness stat is, and because I want food to work differently than drinking. And part of the game is sort of figuring out how much of given things that you can eat, and if it tells you how much fullness you acquire, then you don't have to do that. Because there's no penalty for overeating, so that encourages experimentation there, and I think sitting there without the fullness meter is exactly the way I want stuff to sit there. Alright, I'm going to collect myself and look through and try and find some questions that I can talk about at a little more length, and so I'm going to play a song by Negative Land, and this song is called Four Fingers, and it's from the album A Big 10-8 Place. Look at me, I'm a DJ.
A man with four fingers, a man with four fingers on my hand. I am a man with four fingers, but that doesn't count my thumb. I am a man with three fingers, a man with three fingers on my hand. I am a man with three fingers, but that doesn't count my index finger or my thumb. I am a man with two fingers, a man with two fingers on my hand. I am a man with two fingers, but that doesn't count my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb. I am a man with one finger, a man with one finger on my hand. I am a man with one finger, but that doesn't count my ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb. A man with no fingers on my hand. I am a man with no fingers, but that doesn't count my pinky or my ring finger, my middle finger, my index finger, or my thumb.
Hey, that was pretty good, wasn't it? Yes, yes, Jake, it was. Did you catch that? I asked myself a question and then I answered it. Let's see. We got a bunch more questions sent in since the last time I refreshed this, and so maybe I'll have a little blast of enthusiasm here. Hey, girlfriend asks, how many sexual harassment complaints have been received re unsolicited wanging? Is there a support group or helpline a victim of such an act can turn to? Actually, I'm pretty sure that by saying that, hey, girlfriend has claimed responsibility for the establishment of such a support group. So if you feel wronged by an unsolicited wanging, please send a chat PM to Hey Girlfriend. That's HEYGURLFRIEND, and she'll make you feel better about it. Let's see. Smooth Mood says, you mentioned, quote, more cool things, quote, being done with the perplexing door a long time ago. Now that there are a number of other keys in the game, are those changes still in the works? Yeah, that's one of the big things, not one of the big things, but one of the oldest things on the brand new to-do list system that we have for keeping track of the things that I'm supposed to have done 2 or 3 weeks ago. The reason that I haven't gone ahead and just made all of the other keys do stuff in that door is because I want genuinely good ideas to go in there, and there's nothing that's really jumped out at me as being totally satisfying to do with the other keys. You know, and again, it's one of those things where, like, I think a lot of people don't understand that the reason that it takes me a long time to do stuff a lot of the time is because I am very, very lazy. Actually, most people probably do realize that, or at least they think that's what's going on. But it's also, in addition to me being lazy, it's also that I don't want to put in something that I'm not satisfied with. And I think that, you know, the longer we let things percolate a lot of the time, the better they end up being once they actually get done. Now, there are some things like, you know, finishing the Sorceress Quest where it's like, you know, most of that stuff was already decided on and it was just me being lazy and not actually wanting to work on it because it was a big project. But now, you know, it's A lot of things that are a long time coming are a long time coming because I want them to be better. Wow, that's weird. I must have disconnected and reconnected to the 64 kilobit stream because it's telling me that I only have like 8 minutes connect. That's weird. I wonder if there's just something I don't understand about this display. Anyway, I hope everyone can still hear me and that nothing untoward happened. Somebody else asked, any chance of a Donkey Show adventure in the south of the border area? That's either a multi or it's a weird coincidence. Yaya McGee says, hey, Jick, I just recently saw a picture of you and you look like my ex-boyfriend. You wouldn't happen to also be a psychotic former geologist turned wannabe rock star, would you? No, I'm actually a psychotic rock star turned geologist. And this is just kind of what I do on the side. So, I'm not the same as your ex-boyfriend. I'm exactly the opposite of your ex-boyfriend. In that I'm about to start sleeping with you instead of having recently stopped, or not recently. Jimmy Buffett says, I would love to give Jick a margarita to put in his display case. Will he comply? No, I'm pretty proud of my collection of fly swatter, and I don't wish to have a collection of anything else. Thank you for the offer, though. Vlad Teepee says, how did you pick the time that rollover happens? It seems pretty random. Well, it is pretty random. And it also, the clock on the dev server has this awesome thing it does where it has days that don't last 24 hours. So the time creeps all the time, and then I change it. And last time I tried to get it to happen at exactly 8 o'clock, but I don't think that actually happened. Because then now it's like 8:15 where I am. I wanted it to happen while I was still awake, while I was sort of... rollover tends to happen at about like two-thirds to three-quarters of the way through my work day. And that's handy because a lot of times there's stuff that I have to do during rollover, which is why a lot of times I'll screw up and make it so rollover doesn't end so that I can work on something. And then the next day I forgot to decomment the line that makes rollover finish, and then I get called and have to drive home from the bar and fix that again. But it used to be that it would happen at like, I don't know, I think I just did it at midnight on the time of the server and then ended up rolling it back earlier because it was more convenient for me to work on stuff. And but it shouldn't keep changing the way it does. SL1ME says, what's the point of being able to collapse inventory sections if it won't remember which ones are collapsed? That's a good point.
I mean, it's not like that functionality being there is hurting anything. We're looking at a way to... I think Xenophobe might have an idea for getting it set up to where it'll actually store the state on those. At least, if not from login to login, which I don't think is worth dealing with at all, but from view to view of the inventory page. But yes, I realize it's annoying. I mean, we're not completely retarded as far as designing interfaces go. Though it might seem like that based on the way a lot of the stuff is actually designed. But, you know, let's see. Sin says, why was the familiar weight slash kills an all-out removal instead of a toggle, as with the viewing of the terrarium? I think a lot of people were... it was reported today that a lot of people were... that some of the PvP people were, like, camping the profile page, waiting to see when people were adventuring by watching their familiar kills go up. And I didn't remove it so that they wouldn't do that. It's just that that drew my attention to the fact that I had been meaning to remove it for a long time because it was so buggy. Mr. Firebug asks a question that I'm perpetually surprised that people that this comes up, but it's something that I suppose might ought to be a little clearer. See, I come back from the sort of rural area in which I was born, and I'm back in the habit of saying things like might oughta. It's pretty bad. I usually pick up the accent and a lot of the speech mannerisms, and I get made fun of by my pretentious friends when I come back out here, because they realize that I'm pretending that I'm actually a hillbilly and that I'm not cool enough to hang out here. Anyway, Mr. Firebug says, how long does it take to get a Mr. A from an Amazon donation? Well, Amazon works in such a way that they don't really tell us anything at all about the donation. So basically... Oh, yikes. I just hit the volume control on these headsets. So basically, if you donate via Amazon, you have to tell us that you've done so by sending a K-mail to me or just using the report bug link so that Zlayania can verify it. You'll need the... It gives you a transaction ID. And you'll need that, then she'll verify the donation and then credit the Mr. Accessory. So really, she'll do it as soon... worst case scenario, if you do it on Friday and send a message, she will get to it, like, Monday evening. So that's as long as it has to take. Mr. Firebug says, can we see some pictures of the office? I'm going to decide while I'm playing the next song whether I should show you guys pictures of the place or not, whether that should be publicly available. Because I did put some up for the people who were actually moving into the house to look at when it was completely empty. But I don't know, maybe we ought to take some pictures of the folding tables that we're all working on. Mweth Figulo says, whiteboards rock. Yes, they do. Xenophobe keeps making fun of me because he thinks that I'm just going to obsessively keep adding whiteboards to every surface. We're going to have the pretentious artist build us a conference table. The surface of that table, whiteboard. I have a fever, he says, and the only cure is more whiteboard. Looks like Hot Stuff with his mad photographer skills is taking some pictures of me doing the radio show in this new office. So maybe he'll post something and talk about it in the forums or something. I don't know. Slashor also suggests doing a smart shuffle on the weird leaderboards, which two people talking about a smart shuffle, which phrase I'd never heard before, but that's I like the idea. Let's see. Smoothitron says, why does the Haterade item description accuse jocks of being jerks, while people who play games like this are mostly jerks and jocks are generally decent guys? I'm not sure how I feel about that statement. I will agree that nerdy gamers are, they're not any more or less likely to be jerks than other people. Well, maybe they are a little more likely to be jerks, but I don't really want to hold jocks up as being this sort of wonderful category of really nice people, because I don't know, man. They say that video games make you aggressive and violent, but I would say that high school sports make you even more aggressive and violent. If you look at the number of fights that get started by athletes, I would say that that's pretty high compared to the number of fights that get started by Dungeons and Dragons playing dorks.
Also, I think getting laid makes you violent. And that's why jocks are more violent. Maybe it's that instead of sports. The Narpas asks, any chance we could get some picks of the office and the asymmetric team, like more than we've already got? It's probably going to be time at some point in the fairly near future to update the asymmetric.net website to actually have some information about the company and the people who work for the company. Let's see. Pat McCrotch says, you've eliminated seeing the familiar's kills and weight on their profile, but if you go to the whole list of a person's familiars, it still lists their weight. Bug? Yeah, probably. That actually was not really an intentional feature. That came from the fact that I copied and pasted the code from looking at your own terrarium to the displaying other people's terrarium thing. Let's see. The other barber asks, what kind of music will you play? If any, probably a stupid question, but I'm a first-time chatter. There are no stupid questions, just stupid people. I forget who said that, because I am one of those people. Drucifer says, are you thinking of doing an ID number shift back down, taking up the empty spaces that have accumulated? No, I'm not. I've never been thinking of that. A lot of people have suggested it because I think they feel like they would want the e-penis of having a lower ID number, but really, everyone would get a lower ID number at once, so it wouldn't be that great. This is getting really creepy, the extent to which Hot Stuff has taken pictures of me while... I don't understand photographers. They're like artists, only creepier. Apple says, how many people do you employ to manage KOL now? Well, there's me and Mr. Skullhead, and there's Xenophobe, and there's Riff, and there's Hot Stuff, and there's Lyenia. And there is the Multizar. So, that many. I lost count. Fishstick says, hey, Jake, I was wondering, when will there be new servers online? Well, that's one of the things that we've kind of been waiting to get everybody out here and get into the new office to work on. And I've got quotes from co-location companies, and I'm just sort of trying to figure out what kind of servers to pick up. But yeah, we've been talking about it, and it's something I do want to do. Let's see. Smooth Mood says, when PvP gets the revamp, will it be given a more visual interface, a la the changes to the guild halls, perhaps seeing the avatar of the person you've just attacked? And that maybe is not such a bad idea. I don't really think there's any way of setting PvP up like the guild halls visually, because there's just a ton of textual information that you need to fix, to decide that. See, there again, I'm reading something while I should be talking. Let's see. Doom Puppet got banned for a long, long time because he sent the same question 50 times. So, please, kids, don't do that. Doppelheathen says, how about being able to trade while in Ronin and Hardcore, and whatever gets traded goes directly into storage? No. There are way too many opportunities for that to screw things up, and I just really don't want to mess with it. The Ronin time is going to go down and down and down and down. And in Hardcore, you don't get to trade. Sorry. That's just one of the things about Hardcore. Let's see. The Raging Bull should drop a can of Red Minotaur, says Pumpkin Eve. I don't know. Might make some people angry. Kinky Sexmay says, why is the barbed wire fence so rare in the shore? I always get at least 5 of the other items before I get a fence. I've spent the last 2 days looking for one before finally getting it. You're just getting screwed by the random number generator, man. They're just as rare. Each of the items is equally rare. Sky Piglet says, maybe the Raging Bull could drop south of the border oysters, which actually I think was the written thing to go in there, but I wasn't really sure. That I did keep out because I was afraid maybe it was a little too gross. What do I got here? A bunch more crap from this guy. Yao says, will there be anything unusual with the rollover tonight? No.
Drucifer says, in the Menagerie Level 3, when you made the booze giants drop all booze, did you instead make two booze giant adventures, which drop three booze only, gin, vodka, whiskey, and then another one that's rum, tequila, and wine? Yes, that is precisely what I did. We were actually just discussing making... Since I've now got Xenophobe here to write some interfaces for me to actually do some things on the back end of the game, there are some things that I can do a little better, because it will be... some things in the beginning I designed so that it would be easy for me to put in new data by just dumping things directly into the database via just a sort of tool for manipulating the data directly. And so that's why there are these weird limitations, like, monsters drop three items, instead of that actually being normalized. And now I think we can normalize it, because he can write me some awesome tools for putting stuff in there. And we can actually, there's a lot more neat things we can do by putting conditions on certain drops. We can make monster item drops respond to other aspects of gameplay in a way that they really don't now. Neat stuff there. Not probably anything you'll really notice, but things that are cooler on the back end, like your mom. JKing1226 says, I was looking through some old posts and found rumors of old items called terracotta armor, minefields, and tornado in a can. Are these things kind of like killing the hermit or what? Yeah, there was that screenshot of Pie Monkey's inventory. I think he also had the Apple-y G, which was a letter G made out of apples. I don't remember if those items are real or not. Yikes. This is irritating. Threren says, Shoutcast and Windows Media Player already work if somebody takes the time to make a .asx file for the stream. There are instructions in the Shoutcast forums, and I even sent .asx files to Amplitude, so apparently there is a way to work around that. Lusty Pirate Wench says, are you going to be able to implement a /clear command for chat that would clear the screen like DOS? I find myself wanting that all the time. We need to figure out a way to have chat commands or results that are sent to you in the chat execute arbitrary JavaScript, and I believe that Xenophobe knows a trick for that too. So as soon as we get set up enough here that we're actually working in earnest and I become the boss, which weirds me out, that's the kind of thing we can get going on. What I think I'm going to do now is actually play another song, but I don't have one queued up because I am totally not prepared for any of this. What are we in the mood for? I want to hear maybe the Breeders. And what I'm going to do while this song is playing is I'm going to queue up the next couple of songs that I'm going to play so we don't have these awkward silences. I have a feeling I'm going to run out of questions again tonight, so this show might be a little more music-heavy than the last one. Had I had more time, I probably could have kind of gone through some of the questions that were sent in before and actually sort of set myself up to talk about some things for a long time. The other thing is there hasn't really been anything done in the week since my last show because I was gone and then moving. So, not maybe so much to talk about. The other thing is, I was feeling fine when I woke up, but then we went to lunch, and after lunch, I just kind of slowed way down and never sped back up. All right, so we're going to play the Breeders, Do You Love Me Now? And I would like to ask all of you listeners, do you love me now?
If I saw you now, could I look in your eyes? Do you think of me like I dream?
right, so it turns out I needed slightly more time to get situated than that song was going to allow me to get. So I'm going to buy myself another 4 minutes and 32 seconds here by playing Gary Young, Birds in Traffic. This is a good song. Likes me some Gary Young. I suspect that not a lot of other people do. That seems like the kind of thing that I would expect everyone to like, and then they would say, "What the hell is wrong with you? That song sucks." And then I would be like, "No, that song's good." And then they'd be like, "No, come on, that's the lamest song I've ever heard." Anyway,
Yeah, there were some fans of Four Fingers, though. Everybody likes that song. So we got a few more questions. I think that it's really going to bite me in the ass having this show going during rollover. Maybe it's time to implement some kind of new interface for being asked questions on the radio, where where it doesn't rely on the game actually being up and the actual chat thing. Because the other weird thing is, like, the /CONV command never works when people are sending messages to Radio Bugbear, because those messages never actually get read, so they never go into the, like, messages that have actually been sent. I mean, they do get read by me on this form here, but they don't get read in chat, which actually moves them into the archived private message table. Yeah, I just wonder if it's not harder to point people to some kind of form for asking questions than it is to just tell them to send chat PMs. The other thing is, it might be able to get some people listening to the radio that aren't in chat, which is something that would probably be cool. What I can do, I found where I had stored messages from before, from between the last show and this one. So I'm going to go through some of these and see if I can't say some things about some stuff, because and hour one, and I'm running out of stuff to talk about. This does not bode well. Zen00 says, is a quest going to be implemented for Fernsworthy's Tower and for the Funhouse? Yes and yes. Riff has written some awesome stuff for Fernsworthy's Tower. It's got a whole little slightly more complicated, actually significantly more complicated than Mount McLarge huge thing going on, which will be neat, and it'll be, you know, an optional quest, as pretty much all of the quests that we had. It'll be, I don't know if that's supposed to be part of the guild quests. I'm guessing that it is. The Funhouse will definitely open up via a chain of quests in the guild. And on that, I'm right now just kind of waiting for Riff to get moved out here, which she's first of next month, I believe, is when that's a-happening. So, yes, the answer is yes. Disco Thief says, will we have more hats to make? I wish to have a jaunty chrome fez or a penguin skin top hat. That's, I hadn't thought of making hats out of the skins. That's kind of interesting. Simon Smith says, since the Mob Penguins left, the Icy Peak has been pretty dull and predictable. I miss the Penguins, but if they are not to return, isn't it perhaps time a new foe appeared? The Knot's Landing, perhaps? Yeah, there is actually some content written for the Icy Peak. It's just a matter of getting it looked at and getting it perfected and putting it in there, because, it's my goal, which I think is counter to what a lot of people want, which kind of sucks. We need to figure out ways to make this better, is to have it so that every zone in the game has both monsters and adventures in it, and that the adventures are actually something that are worth getting instead of things that piss you off because they're not a monster fight. And the Icy Peak, there is some content like that. I mean, we started out by trying to do that to the zones that were the most boring, and then we kind of got sidetracked by Black Sunday, and stuff on the peak kind of responded to that. let's see. Starkid says, would it be possible to have extra classes open up to ascended players with specific skills instead of new class names, e.g. a star class for players with all the skills? That's going to take a long time to get all the skills, but I don't know. I like the idea of sort of customized and choosable titles opening up when you have a lot of skills. But that's probably as far as that's going to go, because I don't, adding a new class would be a giant pain in the ass the way everything is coded. Ambio says, how about being able to name your display case? Well, you pretty much can name your display case, because the only way that the word display case shows up in, the actual list of items is if you don't have anything on a shelf. If you only have one shelf and it's named, you just get a, single box with that name, and so it's effectively like naming your display case. Although probably the upper big blue box says display case, but,
KFOS78 says, when you visit the Leet Trapsaur, would it be possible to have it tell you how many Yeti furs you currently have? Does it not? It does not. Okay, so yes, that's something that should probably be done, or something that certainly could be done relatively quickly, and something that maybe will get written on one of these whiteboards that we have around here, and then that I will do. Some more people talking about podcasting. Friggin' podcasting. Yeah, you can go to Coldfront and download MP3s, and it doesn't require iTunes to do anything with them. Or, I'm resistant to podcasting, everybody. Arcane says, hi, Jick and Skullhead. Have you thought about doing a Katamari Damacy something or other in the hole in the sky? I don't get what the big deal with Katamari Damacy is. I'm probably going to make a lot of enemies by dissing on podcasting and Katamari Damacy in just a couple of minutes here, but it's marginally entertaining to watch someone else play Katamari Damacy, but as much as I want to support, innovation in game design, I feel that the innovative thing that Katamari Damacy did was to take something fun and innovate it to not be fun anymore, because I just don't like that game at all. Primavera Angel Hair says, are there any prizes you can get at the gift shop if you have done so many hardcore ascensions? And no, the gift shop only responds to total ascension number. It doesn't matter whether they're hardcore or not. Mini Johnny says, how come the Gnollish toolbox is spelt with a G, but everything else from the Gnoll is spelt with a K? Mistake, or is this a conspiracy to stop me taking them out of Hank's? All of the items that you get from that are Gnollish items are spelled with a G, and I don't think that... Let me see if there's... Really, only the Gnoll mushrooms, which are not, they're not Gnollish mushrooms because they're not made by the Gnolls. They grow in the Gnoll. There are only four items in the game that start with K-N-O-L-L, and they're all things that are either the mushroom or things that are made out of the mushroom. Let's see. I'm getting a report about a bug with boxes of sunshine in Hank's, and it says that they're not not showing up by name, and it's been fixed for days and days, and I guess it's apparently not fixed. I have no idea what's causing that. Because that uses a mechanism that should update automatically whenever I run the script that updates and pushes out item names. I'll have to take a look at that, I guess. Cloud Rookie says, any chance we could have a select an item default act like choosing select a skill in the sense that it doesn't give the enemy an opportunity to attack you? Yes. That is something that I should actually do right away, because that is actually like a bug. Dupler says, I have an idea. Could you make a system where when someone applies to a clan, it informs the leader? Yes. I feel like that should be optional, because I don't want people to be able to spam clan applications by applying to one clan and then another clan and then one clan and then another clan just over and over and over again and sort of green screen the clan leader. But yeah, I feel like that's probably not a bad idea, doing an event notification whenever somebody applies. Sizzler says, Dear Jick, why does the Spectral Snapper not qualify as a spell? And I'm assuming you mean because the additions to spell damage don't apply to the Spectral Snapper. It's because it's a... And we discussed this. It's actually to make this skill balanced and useful and different than other spells, but it's a different class of spell. It's a summon. Like in Final Fantasy VII, where there's the 45-minute animation that does 8 damage, that's different from the spells, which are like a 10-second animation that does 8 damage. Let's see. So yeah, that's why. CHW6 says, will we have a familiar astral spirit haiku? Well, you don't actually have an astral spirit familiar. You have the astral spirit of an X. And I don't want to, I don't want somebody to have to write different haiku for all of the ghostly ones. So, no, probably not.
Ricker Scott says, and this is something that should be worked on soon, could the permanent skills on the character page have an H or S at the end? I do need to figure out some way to mark in there which ones you have as permanent and which ones you have as hardcore permanent. That's really something that I should do. Cub says, I'm not going to make an announcement about this place where the profanity filter doesn't currently work, because that'll just mean that people will rush to be profane in that place. And there actually probably needs to be a total reevaluation of all of the code where you actually get to type text. And in the process of doing that, we should look at places where the profanity filter doesn't apply, because there are, I would imagine, a number of places where things don't get profanified. I think I also need to make a back-end change to the way toggling the profanity filter works, because I think that's kind of screwed up and uses an old field in the player table that I'm trying to migrate out of. Let's see. Von Schiller posits a kind of a neat idea. Primary and secondary familiars. One's being actively used, and there's an open slot for the other one, and a link on the left switches them in and out. I wouldn't want that to be the default behavior, but maybe is an optional thing that you could turn on. It would make the interface a little goofy. Maybe... you know, I wonder if it wouldn't make sense to have, like, a quick link to switch back to the previous familiar. Because I don't know if there's people who swap back and forth a lot. I suspect that there are. Yes, says, Crossbow Fever skill should be made available before level 11, because when you get it, you can ascend, and you can't use crossbows anyway against the naughty sorceress. Well, you can get this skill for any higher level content that might come in afterwards. If you are electing to play into higher levels instead of ascending, you can still use the skill. You could keep the skill if you wanted to. There are a lot of different ways in which that's useful. Dre1230 says, perhaps I'm missing something, but should the box still be considered an accessory? Probably not. Garland also asked, and this is weird that so many people ask random, there's all these sort of weird pairs of questions about the same stuff that hardly ever gets talked about. Garland says, the box still says that it gives you increased carrying capacity. Shouldn't this be changed? Yeah, it should. I'm not even sure why that is still in there. Let's see. Red Pot says, can we have our tattoo shown on our character page? Yeah, let's see, why not. And Mini Johnny says, can we have a last adventure link for Fruit Insanity? Please, thanks. Fruit Insanity actually takes a turn, right? I guess I should rewrite. I should write a last adventure thing for that. There's no... I think people are doing a lot of that now. And, yeah, that's not a bad idea. Jill Bub says, just noticed Fruitcake still has a discard option. I'm assuming that's an error and not deliberate, unless there's some trophy I don't know about. No. Well, I mean, there probably are some trophies you don't know about, but none that have anything to do with discarding Fruitcake. So, yeah, that's just because I probably screwed up and forgot to give Fruitcake an auto-sell value. Let's see. That exhausts the questions from before today. Now let's see. All right, looks like there's a reasonable amount of stuff coming in. Let's see. Smoothitron says, are you aware of the GameFAQs.com character battle? And if so, why haven't you championed a cause to get a KOL character nominated? I don't know. Championing causes to get recognition isn't really my style, I guess. It's not really something I want to spend a lot of time on. If somebody else wanted to do it, then that person would be free to knock themselves out. But, you know, I don't want to go out of my way to get some kind of recognition on some forum that I'm not even aware of before this, especially. So, yeah, maybe I'll take a look at the GameFAQs.com character battle and at least see what that's all about. Karinka says, will the Cheshire Bitten and Coffee Pixie ever disappear from Mr. Store? No plans to take them out of there. Just Dessert sends, dude, I changed my password and now I can't get in. Can you change it back to, and then specifies what he wants the new password to be. I think it would be a bad idea for me to read that aloud on air and then change somebody's password to it. So, no, sorry. You can use the form to get your password resent to the email address associated with the account. You know, even if it's changed to something and you've forgotten it, you can still do that. Lusty Pirate Wench says, how goes the KOL store and how are you doing in getting out orders? We're doing pretty well, as far as I know. Zlyania has been diligently staying on top of the store stuff, and we're getting all sorts of packages shipped out to all sorts of people, and they contain all sorts of stuff. I've got some new products that are about to go in. We got those temporary tattoos, and then yesterday I went and picked up new shirts, and there are two new designs of shirt in addition to replenishing the supply of the other shirts, and the two new shirts are just really awesome. Hot Stuff and I walked around today doing all of our errands and work, him and one of the shirts and me and the other, and we got a lot of attention from the ladies, more so than usual. We normally get a lot of attention from the ladies because it's obvious no matter what pants we're wearing that we both have enormous penises, but the combination of the enormous penis and the incredibly sexy shirt was just more than the ladies could handle. Rongi says, any chance of making the maintenance messages haikus, at least in the haiku channel? Huh. I don't know. That's not a bad idea, but that would require the system messages to behave differently depending on what channel you were in, and I'm not sure it's really worth it just for the haiku aesthetic there. Pumpkin Eve says, what happened to the tire iron sign? We sort of changed our minds on the character of the zodiac signs. Minder says, hi, I was wondering if Wanged could be changed to not go away when fighting the naughty sorceress, since it does not affect battles. Thanks. No, I don't really want to code in an exception for that. You know, she clears you of everything, and maybe that's a good thing in this case. SPN Irology says, do you prefer Pizza Hut, Domino's, or a local pizza parlor for your pizza? I'd say Pizza Hut is the best. I don't like Pizza Hut because I think I ate a little bit too much Pizza Hut when I was a kid. It's too greasy. Pizza Hut is the pizza equivalent of Jack in the Box to me. And it's not that I don't like Jack in the Box every once in a while, but for pizza, something that's innately pretty greasy, I'd rather not. I don't know, the crust is just always soft and greasy in it. Plus, they had that whole pizzone thing, and that made me angry at them. Domino's, I don't get pizza from Domino's because of what probably realistically is an urban legend about them giving an amount of money to pro-life charities and bombing abortion clinics and stuff. Probably not true, but I also, you know, I'm not missing much because I don't really like Domino's pizza all that much. Nor do I get stuff from a local pizza parlor. Usually when I get pizza, it's either from Streets of New York, because they're the only place I've ever found that wasn't some hole in the wall that will put green olives on pizza. So it's all about the pepperoni and green olives. Or, as we did tonight, Papa John's, which, you know, yeah, I like Papa John's. I didn't actually know that it was a chain when I first started getting Papa John's. I thought it was something that only existed where I went to school, but then they expanded, and they opened one out here. And I was happy. But it's kind of hard to order from Papa John's here because they constantly screw it up, or else their delivery areas don't make any sense, or some other stuff. Let's see. Ricker Scott says, where on the list of priorities is fixing the huge memory leak that chat causes? I didn't realize it was that big of a problem, actually. And in fact, I didn't think that it really was a problem after I made it so it truncates the results of the contents of the chat div. Maybe I'm wrong. What browser, Ricker Scott, is it causing the huge memory leak in? Shadow Tiger says, and this is interesting because this is something that we've been talking about fairly recently. Hey, Jake, is it possible to have a custom shop avatar for my shopfront, like a pirate ship? We were talking about
We're talking about making it so you unlock some stuff via Ascension, some custom storefront, custom shopkeepers, that kind of thing. Thor the Mighty says, the official headcount for KOL Con 2 is now just under 100 people confirmed. I just thought you might want to know and share this info. This should be a good time, eh? Yes, indeed. One thing that we're probably going to do, and I hate to just spring this on people, but we need a better idea of how many people are going to be here and how many people... We're having something on Friday night that's sort of the I don't know, welcome to the con for people who've flown in on Friday at the Gameworks in Tempe, and we want to get, in order to get a room, we got to get their catering, and in order to get their catering, we got to tell them how many people we're going to be feeding. So what we're probably going to do when we update the store, which will more than likely happen on Saturday, because tomorrow we're getting pictures taken of all of the new merchandise, and by having the pretentious artist invite hot girls that he knows over to my house, and then having hot stuff convince them to let him photograph them in tight girls' t-shirts. Because we got girls' t-shirts in a couple designs now, which will be exciting. And we also have the normal t-shirts in various other sizes. I think we added medium, XXL, and XXXL. That being 2XL and 3XL. But anyway, when we make this update, we're also going to sell a... I think what we've decided to do is to do a $10 pre-registration packet. And what that $10 will do is get it to where we will send you, like, name tags to wear during the thing. Those name tags will guarantee you food at GameWorks, make it so you get free beer during the barbecue if you want it, and the people who haven't pre-registered, just, you know, we're paying for all the food for the barbecue and getting all the entertainment stuff taken care of, so it's not like we need, you know, We've decided as a company to pay for this, so it's not like we're trying to recoup our costs, but at the same time, we need a headcount, and it doesn't seem like... It seems like if you send in $10, then you're going to be committed to showing up, so that headcount would actually be meaningful. So we're going to do that kind of pre-registration packet. You're just going to get an envelope, which is some name tags, and then a... coupon for a premium pre-registrant goodies sack, which will contain some goodies that you'll get to take home. And you'll be, like I said, guaranteed food and free beer, food at GameWorks and on Friday, and then free beer on Saturday. There should be enough food for however many people show up on Saturday, so we'll be good in that regard. But just as far as beer goes, we may end up selling, like, you know, keg cups for like $5 or whatever to people who haven't pre-registered. And then, because the LARP that the guys are running on Sunday is very... It's size critical. We really need to know how many people are going to be doing it. There's probably going to be there's going to be a ton of money dumped into props, and there's already been a ton of money dumped into the hotel and that stuff for it, that there'll be another $10 ticket for the LARP, which you just... Yeah, I really am going to say that you have to sign up for that in advance, because we really need to know how many people are going to be doing it. We may end up having to run like a morning one and an afternoon one, which is going to be really grueling for the people who are doing it, but you know, we'll try and enlist as much aid as we can. So yeah, that was my bit about KOLCon 2. So that's where we are on that. The arrangements for it are going along pretty swimmingly. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be weird. Let's see. Lady J says, hello, I mailed some Canadian currency a week and a half ago. When should I start to worry if you received it or not? I don't actually know. It depends on where you mailed it from, I guess. I have been pretty good about getting the mail out of the P.O. box every day, whether there's mail or not. So it's not... Yeah, I don't know. I would say if it doesn't show up within a week, depending on where you are, and then maybe worry. But there haven't really been any instances of stuff getting lost in the mail, as far as I'm aware, which is really surprising to me, given kind of the just sort of number of times I've gotten just like an envelope with like a handful of ones in it. That kind of thing. Colmo D says, just in case this didn't go through, what would be the theme song for your show, and could you sing it? Not this time. I'll try and come up with a theme song for next time. And a follow-up, what is your problem with photographers, hippie? Well, my problem with photographers is the same as my problem with people who drive rusty vans around elementary schools giving children free candy, and that is that photographers are creepy. Drucifer says, does the stat boost of the Jill work less good, better, than the mechanics of the BF volleyball? The BF? What's the BF volleyball? Oh, Bloodface volleyball. Okay, right. No, it's exactly the same. Captain Kerpow says, have you seen those Sonic commercials with those two guys in their car talking about the food? Well, in my mind's eye, you were the guy on the right, and Mr. Skullhead is the guy on the left. But then I saw a picture of you, and that all changed. Just kidding. Well, sometimes those commercials are kind of funny, but for the most part, I kind of want to kick those guys' asses. I hope we don't come across like that. Let's see. A Dead Heart says, last week someone mentioned a /last player name to keep track of conversations. Any new thoughts or word on this? Yeah, it's something I should do. Again, I'll put it on my list of things to do. Doppelheathen says, I found a mention of Epic Pants in the old announcements log. Whatever happened to that? That will undoubtedly be part of the guild content when it comes out. Link the Adventurer says, is there going to be a change in the TPS drinks, and if so, what? I don't know. Maybe not. Mr. Firebug says, so where does the name Jit come from? All screen names have a story. And every cowboy sings a sad, sad song, too. Jit came from me wanting a name that was not really a name. So I just started replacing sort of vowels in common short men's names until I arrived at that one. And my plan in the game was to go by El Perezoso, which was sort of like the even though all of the staff of asymmetric.net is actually me, other than Vato Lobo Loco, who is the pretentious artist. El Perezoso was the one that I identified with the most. So initially, I was going to be El Perezoso, and I was in the forums, and that's where, you know, it was sort of the persona that announcements and stuff came from. And Jick was just like the testing character, but then I realized that, you know, everyone just thought of me as Jick, so I just became Jick. Active Villain says, is there any chance the KOL store could sell a real Girls of Loathing calendar? And yeah, there have been bubblings about that for a long time. I don't know. Yeah. Cole Modi says, dear Jake, will you bow your head in worship to the flying spaghetti monster? Tasty be his name. Yeah, I'm pretty pleased with that whole situation. If you haven't seen that, it's people are lobbying since the whole intelligent design theory being taught alongside evolution in public schools. People are lobbying for the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster to have equal time on the curriculum. Let's see. I think it's probably time for me to go to the bathroom and then get another beer. So, again, I'm kind of having this problem where all the songs I have to play are sort of too short for me to get my shit together in between times. How about we listen to some Canned Heat? That's...
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my spouse.
for the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. You know, the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. I didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son. Don't you cry no more,
don't you cry no more.
Take a hint from my mama, please. Don't you cry no more,
don't you cry no more.
Cause it's soon one morning, down the road I'm gone. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. I can't carry you, baby, gonna carry somebody else.
And again, I need about another 2 minutes to get my shit together here. So here's a... Nope, wait a minute. That was the wrong song entirely that I got ready. Oh, don't tell me this is alphabetized by the... Yep, it is. All right, sorry about that. Here's The Circle covering a Paul Simon song, Red Rubber Ball. This is one of my favorite songs.
You bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You'll never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The story's in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah.
shining like a red rubber ball.
Alrighty, that's enough of that. I just sent out a system message that was a link to the page that Hot Stuff just put together. And I think Xenophobe is hosting. That's some pictures of the new office and me in the new office, which, yay for pictures of me doing the radio show on the radio show. Pardon me. Let's see. You would think again that J King 1226 says, I was wondering how you guys were doing with the Z item you were talking about a while ago. You know, it was really mostly a joke that getting an item that starts with Z and was a big concern. It'll happen on its own, you know, with the rate at which items go in. There we're bound to get a Z one at some point. Smoothitron says, will you ever sell KOL out, e.g. large-scale merchandising? I don't plan to sell out. I plan to continue to be all about the music for as long as I can. I mean, but if, you know, like a million people wanted a KOL shirt, I would certainly sell them all KOL shirts. SL1ME says, I do want to say this. I really feel like I don't ever want to sell the company. I'd kind of rather be in control of it for its lifetime. That said, I don't know, maybe I'll be pissed off in a few years and Microsoft will offer me $100 billion for Asymmetric Publications and I'll say, screw you guys, I'm leaving with this check for $100 billion. And I'm going to buy an island and populate it with, I don't know, Mexican girls. And it'll be the fantastic island of Mexican girls, and everyone will be happy, especially the Mexican girls. Let's see. Jose Strata says of the pictures of the office, quite techie, as in OMFG technology. Yeah, yeah. Gar Girl says, thanks for the pictures. You're much younger than I thought. Ah, I'm much younger than I think sometimes, too. Pumpkin Eve requesting use multiple on Angry Farmer and Tasty Fun Good Rice Candy, which I would have thought already existed. Yeah, okay. I Roll the Blunt says, why are GMA Smiles sunshine in a box rather than sunshine in a bag? Gorillaz reference. Which, I was, believe me, that song was running through my head while I was working on that, but I decided that it wouldn't... I didn't want to butcher the lyrics for the sake of the reference. I don't know. Like, it, you know, I didn't want to describe the sunshine in a bag as being something that, you know, made you feel sad or whatever. So, you know, sunshine in a box. Plus, I didn't have to draw a picture because I reused one of the gift shop graphics. So. People pointing out that maple leaves also have the discard option. Finn Eldar says, and I think a lot of people probably share this sentiment, if you made a stuffed bugbear, I would buy it. And I want to find out how to get in touch with some people that were selling stuff at San Diego Comic-Con, this particular product that I liked, and it seemed like it was manufactured pretty well, and see if they can maybe give me some pointers on getting custom stuffed animals made, because I think Zly is going to be working for us more and more as time goes by, and is really into the idea of coming up with the, whatchamacallit, the prototype. Yeah, Cassandra LZ says, and yeah, this is actually what Xenophobe ended up doing tonight. You can order Papa John's online, if you didn't know. They tend to mess up fewer orders that way, at least here. The problem that I always had with ordering Papa John's online is that if you're paying with a credit card, which I always was, you know, up until very recently because I never tended to carry cash, you ended up having to call the restaurant that it was being ordered from anyway and pay them with a credit card because they couldn't take credit cards online. But apparently that's no longer the case. Xenophobe is intimating. So, yeah. All right. Well, yay for Papa John's online.
NPC says, are there going to be Crimbo stockings this year, Jick? Well, there'll be something. They probably won't be Crimbo stockings. They won't be the same as last year. But we always, you know, we always... And by always, I mean the two times it's come up. Yeah. Huh. Ricker Scott says, when you use a tabbed browser, it really adds up after a day or two. It adds about 25 megs a day on my machine, and it never fails, as I have an important page open when I notice it's huge. That is a little bit irritating, I guess. But I wonder if the clear command that Lusty Pirate Wench requested would help with that, if you could actually just clear out the buffer entirely. I mean, the other thing is you can always exit and go back into the chat. I really wouldn't expect somebody to have a browser window open on KOL for 2 days and have the chat running that entire time. I mean, because the chat shouldn't be using up any memory at all if it's timed out, which sort of another one of the reasons for the timeout is because there was a little bit of memory leak going on in there. I mean, I honestly feel like it's not... I don't know what my code would be doing unless I'm not doing garbage collection on the HTTP object properly or something, if it needs to be manually destroyed, since the script just would kind of run forever. The other barber says, Fineldar seems to think you are a dirty hippie, and he said it quite a bit now. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of a dirty hippie. I took a shower today, though. Somebody reported earlier. It was Betrayer that reported it, and I think somebody else sent me a message to Radio Bugbear talking about the fact that the Mr. A Canadian currency donation item was equipable in hardcore, and yeah, there was a typo in that was allowing that to happen, which I could have sworn was fixed 3 weeks ago. But apparently not. Melkator says, I'm a Canadian and I want both a Mr. A and a Mr. A. If I made up an American money order and a Canadian one, would I be able to get both? Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people have done that. I get you know, a lot of mail. It's like, you know, a $10 bill and a $10 Canadian bill. And in my little interface for processing the mail donations, which I do that myself, because I like reading the notes that people write. And I like getting mail. It's cool. I've got a little... Got a little stack of today's right here, in fact. But yeah, a lot of people do that. I've got an interface for granting the Mr. Accessories and the Mr. AAs. So yes, feel free to send both American and Canadian currency. What's with the pink kitchen, says JSD324, and that's a good question. I don't know if Hot Stuff Photo... Alright, Hot Stuff says it's an artifact of multiple light sources. Because that's the kind of thing you say if you're a photographer. Creepy things like that. Ricker Scott says, kudos on the tri-monitor setup. Yeah, thank you. I've gradually accumulated more and more monitors, like whiteboards. You can never have too many. Although, I'm done. Three is perfect. See, I was excited about having two. Like, a couple years ago, I got two monitors, and I was like, this is great. I can keep, like, reference material on one monitor, and then the other monitor I can use to work the way I normally did, except I won't keep having to switch back to reference material. But then I got to the point where I was actually using the two monitors to work on, so then I was like, hi, you know, if I had a third monitor, I could use that for reference material. But then I'm actually using all three of them. But four monitors would just be pretty ridiculous. As you can see, the table is almost not big enough. Crystalina says, my clanmate Andrew Tabb says Jick looks like a hippie, and that was a stupid comment, and I swear it isn't a thinly disguised version of myself. Okay. Yeah, you know, I do look kind of like a hippie. Mr. Firebug says, so how much data is actually stored on the KOL servers? It's actually surprisingly little data, and most of it is logs and archives and stuff. I would guess that the game data and all the players and all the inventory and everything is like... Less than a gig of stuff, and yeah, that's probably about right. yeah, Doppelheaven. Yeah, this is also, what the hell do you need three monitors for? For awesomeness. Tiny Plastic Yerrick the Real Bad says, P.S. Tell us stories about Hot Stuff, please. I don't know any stories about Hot Stuff. I could, as xenophobes suggest, make up a story about hot stuff, but I don't really feel like making up a story right now. Kyle89 says, I may have been away for this. Have you given any thought to a macro alert interface? I'm not entirely sure what you mean by that, Kyle. So if you want to clarify exactly what it is that you're asking, I will try to answer it. The NARPAS suggests me looking at the pre-record thread. By the way, sorry about not coming through on pre-recording a show for Monday. I wouldn't have been able to get it to anybody anyway because I ended up completely without internet access the entire time I was gone, which I was not expecting at all. I had actually made arrangements to stay with some friends of the family that I knew had broadband, so I'd actually be able to check in and get a little bit of work done, but the cable was down the entire time that I was there. Like 2 days. The cable television itself was just really snowy but usable, and the internet just didn't work for the entirety of that time. And yeah. I there are things that are good about the place where I grew up, but there really aren't very many. Cole Modi says, wouldn't 11 monitors be ridiculous, and which one do you view porn on? Oh, I got the kind of porn that takes up all 3 monitors, Cole Modi. Longwood says, I finally got on cable, and this is my first time hearing, and I just want to say thank you for the Crimbo stocking last year on my second day of play. It was freaking awesome. Well, hey, thank you for sticking around so long. Sleeping Hare says, I live in Canada and want to send shot glasses to a friend in the States. Can I send a money order to Asymmetric and have you ship it to him? Yeah, that would work. You should, with the PayPal store, be able to specify a different shipping address than a billing address. So, I mean, I guess we could allow orders in the mail. I could have, like, a form you could print out or whatever, and then we could do it that way. If you wanted to send a check or a money order to buy stuff from the store, that might not be a bad idea. We'll look into that. Karinka says, will we Europeans get a Mr. Euro someday? Probably not. I mean, the Mr. A was funny, and now everyone wants to, like, you know, we want to send you some yen to get a Mr. Japan. I don't think anybody's actually said that. But, I don't know. I'm a little nervous about doing things that are, like, just obvious encouragements for people to send in money. I didn't think the response to the Canadian currency thing would be as big as it is, and then I feel guilty about actually making money. Black Belt Duck says, is Hot Stuff taking portrait shots of you? No. I don't want a portrait. Also, I just got Munchkin, and I'm wondering if there are any Munchkin references in KOL. I'm a little nervous about that because I feel like we and Munchkin are treading on a lot of the same territory, and I'm afraid that I'm accidentally going to make a joke that they made, which is not to say that I think anything really horrible would happen if we did that, but I bought the Munchkin D20 source books to have something to read in the bathroom, and I read through those, and there was a lot of like, I wish I had thought of that. That would have fit in perfectly. No Munchkin references. I haven't actually ever had enough people together in one place to play Munchkin who would be into playing Munchkin, which maybe I ought to do that. It's going to be exciting once Riff gets out here, because then I'll permanently have 2 guys over here that probably would want to play games, and Kyle89 says, what I meant was, if you use a macro, then 7 minutes later, it says in green something like, macro 1 is now available. I still don't understand at all. The NARPA says, you would probably do well to either keep very clean shaven to boost a techie geek look, or never shave for the hippie look, as the semi-shaven look makes you look like an EQ nut. I don't know. It's not like a style I'm going for. It's just that I'm kind of lazy. I hate shaving. but I can't really grow a beard, so that sucks. I'm not a hairy enough guy in general to grow a full beard. It's real spotty. I got the sideburns. The sideburns make me happy. They make the ladies happy too. Drucifer says, I've heard a few problems with people not being able to get into the Sorceress Tower on Ascensions. Any word on this, or is it a user malfunction thing? I'm not aware of any systemic problems. So if they're having specific trouble, just have them drop a line with the report bug thing at the top, and we'll take a look at it. How about, and again, you'd think with all this time, 5 minutes of song last time, that I would have had something lined up, but I don't have something lined up because I'm pretty much the worst DJ ever. Let's look through the music here and see what I've got to play. Now here, how about the original version of that Dynamite Hack cover of Boys in the Hood before they had to take out the Beatles reference at the end, which I'm sure probably had something to do with Michael Jackson. Yeah, here we go. Be right back.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother.
Oh yeah, parental advisory explicit lyrics.
About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas on the path throwing up gang signs. I went in the house to get the clip with my Mac-10 on the side of my head. I bailed outside and I pointed my weapon. Just as I thought the bulls kept stepping, I jumped in the flow, hit the juice from the ride. I got front and back, side to side.
Then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my own shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6-4, jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shoes and boots.
Car pulls up, who can it be? It's a fresh El Camino and Kilo G. He rolls down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GTA.
Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
As hell and I wanna get ill, so I go to a place where my homeboys chill. Fellas out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6-4 Impala, greeted with the 40 and I start drinking. From the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. I gotta get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Pulled to the house, get her out of the pad. And the bitch said something to make me mad. She said something I couldn't believe it, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weave.
Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When a father stood up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
Nice. All right, a few more questions. Really, probably only 3 or 4 minutes worth, and then one more song, and then I'm going to take off and leave you in the capable hands of Space Monkey. Yeah, okay.
Icarus Girl says, have the economics of other games, such as Teyard, affected KOL economics, as in trading meat for items in other games or vice versa? You know, I wouldn't have any idea if they did. Even stuff as widespread as, like, the eBay stuff, I'm not sure to what extent that actually has an impact on the economics. I mean, it really kind of seems like a drop in the bucket. With just so many random things kind of colliding to create the economic status that we've got. And Kyle89 clarifies, as did Vlad Tepes, about the macro thing. He was talking about telling the player when the repetition filter will let them use the macro again. I want to say a couple things about this. I would very much like to actively discourage the use of macros to say the same thing in chat over and over again. I suppose that it's probably used in trade when you're, like, selling an X for Y meat, and you just want to say that every few minutes. However, it doesn't have anything to do with time. The repetition filter isn't based on time. It's based on, like, the last four or five things that you've said in chat, just to make it a little harder to spam the chat. The way that works probably is going to change, because right now it's a little more database intensive than I would like for it to be. But I don't think you need an alert for whenever whatever you said five posts ago suddenly becomes available to say again, because it would have to alert every single thing that you said five turns or five posts afterwards. So don't do that. Don't use macros to say the same thing over and over and over again. Let's see. Frozen Haiku says, do you have any plans to make KOL pay to play? No, absolutely not. If I had to charge for it, or if I had to have advertisements to support it, then I would probably shut it down. I want it to be free. Because I'm a hippie, and I love everyone, and I want them to be able to play fun games for free. Which is, you know, I guess presumptuous of me to suggest that this is a fun game, but... let's see if there's anything else. Draconil says, one more question. With staff weapons and Spirit of Rigatoni and Special Sauce Glove, can you have it so they rely on mysticality in that case for equipping? While I can see how that kind of makes sense, there are... The code for equipping items is kind of... Yeah. It's kind of irritating now. And I don't really want to make that change. Because, you know, I guess you could justify it narratively by saying, like, yes, having that skill or that item make it so you sort of become more accurate with the staff based on using your mysticality rather than your muscle, but you still have to be strong enough to hold the staff up. So, I mean, since it's still using muscle for damage, anyway. All right. Well, I think that I have run out of both questions and steam. And steamed questions. Oh, and happy birthday, Artsy Chick. I did not know that it was Artsy Chick's birthday. Yes, happy birthday. C Sparks said right before that, I just remembered the show tonight. I hope someone is recording this show. Will it be on Cold Front? If nobody else has copies of it, and I don't actually know if last week's made it onto Cold Front or not, but I record the stream. Since this show doesn't need Skype in order to run, we can use the better broadcasting software instead of having to, like, force everything through Winamp, and it's got a thing where it just stores the show in a big MP3 on my hard drive. So I don't know if I have anything to reduce the bitrate so that it's not just a ridiculous file size, but if it doesn't, it looks like Hot Stuff does. If Cold Front doesn't have it or doesn't get this, then I can provide them one. And by the way, we're trying to figure out, because the Pretentious Artist is still wanting to do the
wanting to do the love line ripoff, as Xenophobe calls it. And I think for that, what would be desirable is if we could figure out a way to get like a cell phone, which is the cheapest possible plan that we only turned on the night of that show, and run the cell phone into the computer where the show is being broadcast from, so that we can actually take calls from people in real time and not have to worry about messing with Skype. And that would actually be kind of handy for the Jick and Scully show too, I think, because since, you know, we could do a little bit more like goofy special guest kind of thing, since that show is going to get a little bit more casual, since there's more time overall for us to interact with y'all now that we got all these shows going. Everybody, it's been fun. Yeah, I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to hand off to Space Monkey. All right, good night, everybody. This is the Eels.
Life is hard, and so am I. You better give me something so I don't die.
Living here with a girl.